Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It really did seem crass. Like, I expect that kind of language from me or Seth.
I had no idea.
It sounds very crass when you say the F word.
I'm sorry.
And Gio's just the guy at the bar who talks like that.
I say the F word all the time.
Yeah, but not when it's referring to the verb that people do.
Oh, okay. It's context.
Yeah, it just sounds weird when you all say right. It like that.
I didn't need to throw you two off so much.
It's Drew Garabo Live. My name is Drew Garabo. Shout out to I Am Too Ordinary. Or I, too, am ordinary on the Twitter machine. Guys, I live in Lakeland. What should I have for dinner? I go tube steak smothered in underwear. You're welcome. 727-579-1025. You are trying to force this out of me, and I do not like it at all.
Well, that's why I like it even more. Don't tell me you don't like something. It's interesting. Why
it
would
is
you...
interesting.
Yeah. Okay. We're there. I coax them out of it.
Look, I've been very curious about the lifestyle, and this past weekend after M'Lady and I watched the Lightning win, we were a bit amped up.
On Friday?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
We went to a place where, you know, where people go.
Yeah.
Who are into, you know, interesting lifestyle stuff.
What's the name of the place?
I don't want to say. It's one of the bigger ones in town.
Celebration Station?
That's it. And we played Tron, and it was fun.
You gonna dump me if I say the place?
Yes, I am.
Because
I don't want the name of the place out there. I would like to be able to revisit that place in anonymity.
Did you play laser tag, go-karts, all the above, a little bit of both?
There was some tag involved.
Okay.
Is it a place where people hook up with other people on couches in front of other people?
It might be. Yeah.
Yeah, you dirty little man.
Little?
I'm sorry.
I've just been very curious about these places and, you know.
Wow.
I thought I'd go check it out because...
So after you left the Belchers on Friday, you decided to go all the way out there?
Yeah.
It's a haul.
It was a haul. And I Ubered it and ended up at a place where people do that kind of stuff.
Now, do you tell the Uber driver, I want to go here?
Yeah, that was
And do they look at you kind of weird?
Well, yeah, but I don't have my real name on my Uber.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, what
Tyler Durden.
What do you do when you show up to a place like this? Do you have to sign in there? Do you have to have a membership?
Yeah, you have to sign up. And buy a membership.
So is that what you did?
Yeah.
So now you're a card-carrying member.
For a month. Yeah, you get a membership for a month. So if I want to go back within the month, I have a membership card.
Well, you got to, you know.
Got to do that.
Take full advantage of your membership, at least for this month.
I will be, as long as we don't mention the name of the place on the air and you guys blow up my spot.
How much?
It was like 50, 60 bucks to go to the nightclub part and to go to the other part.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you go in there? Like, did you, well, I mean, I know what you did.
Well.
Did you have intentions on doing what you did?
No. I really wanted to go check it out. Like, just to be an observer.
Just to watch some?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, you feel like a gigantic perv, though, if you.
Hang out on the observation deck?
Well, there's kind of an observation room. Yeah. And you walk into the room. They have all these private rooms where if you want privacy, you can have privacy.
How much are those?
I have no idea. I think they're extra. But then you have like there's a big room where everybody who's in the room is.
Oh.
I mean, I've been to hedonism before in Jamaica, and so it was pretty much the same thing. Like, it's not that shocking for me to be in a room where other people are doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what other people are doing. It.
Don't they have the hot tubs with the glass you can see underneath at the hedonism?
At hedonism they do. This place they didn't.
So you're watching other people hook up, and then what did you do? You and the missus.
Me and M'Lady, We went to a base that is close to home base.
Oh. Yeah. Utilized your membership.
Pretty much, yeah. We engaged in some shenanigans.
Oh, wait. Did you use your real name when you signed up for the membership?
No.
What name did you use?
I don't want to tell you.
Did it have Drew in it?
No.
Did you have a fake name going in there? You knew what you were going to use?
No, I didn't know what I was going to use, but I when I signed my name, I kind of signed just a D and a G, and the rest is scrawled. So then they asked me what it was, and I said, Dave Gerrard.
What's your fake name?
Dave Gerrard.
Dave Garrison?
I don't know. I didn't quite say Garrison. Oh. I was pretty drunk.
Dave Garrison?
I don't know. I was drunk. It was like Dave Garrison.
So you were hooking up in front of other people?
If you want to look at it that way. I mean, I don't think they were paying much attention, but what are you looking at?
Look at Kayla. She's just heartbroken right now.
Dave Garrison is the host of the Family and Liberty talk show.
Yep, I am. Maybe that's why that was on my mind.
An American businessman, lawyer, and former Republican candidate of Congress for Texas.
Yeah, that's me. Why are you shaking your head?
Is he hooking up in front of other people? That doesn't, like, weird you out at all? Or
she's upset you didn't take her.
I mean, there's always room for a third. No, it wasn't weird.
Do you want to be Mrs. Garrison?
I find it super strange. Like, not that, just knowing that somebody else was in that same area that you were before and doing probably the same things, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just a prude, but that was...
Whose idea was it to get busy in front of all the people? Yours or your ladies?
My ladies.
Wow. Mm. And so, how long were you there?
Well, long enough for her to, three times.
Oh, get out of here.
Visit the bar?
Yeah, they have a bar. You go to the bar, you're like, hey, I'd like a drink. And then, you know, if you decide you want to venture to the other side, you just take a stroll and...
What, did you get a standing ovation from everybody there?
No, no. Yeah!
Garrison!
No one. Woo!
Garrison!
Garrison! Garrison! Garrison! You the man, boy! Yeah, get some!
If they only knew that Garrison was leaving as soon as he was done to go watch Friday Night Lights.
It wasn't nearly as weird as you'd think it would be.
Well, I guess.
I don't know.
I've never been to hedonism, so it sounds kind of strange to me.
I'll take your word for it.
Like, the first time you see couples that you don't know doing it, it's very strange. But, like, once you've seen it a couple of times, it's just like, oh, they're doing it.
You're jaded.
Yeah.
Were you nude?
No.
What'd you do? Why, did you leave all your clothes on?
Yeah, I left I left everything on.
Do people, like, walk around no pants on?
No.
What?
No, they don't.
What's going on? I mean,
No. It's very dark, and there's, like, in the main room, they got porno playing on the videos, like, video screens.
Right.
What kind of porno?
Like, porno where people have sex.
Well, no, I was girl on girl. What was it?
I wasn't watching it much, but there were, like, girls playing with their own boobies when I was watching. I don't know.
So people were trying to hook up. They still kind of have their clothes on?
Yeah, most of them, except a couple got full on naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you need to watch porno when Garrison's hooking up right next to you?
I hate that I told you my alias. Garrison. I didn't even walk into it with that.
Garrison totally hangs out with Dave.
Come on, dude. I told you.
I was doing so well.
I told you not to say the name of the place.
Man. Sorry, it's okay. It's all right.
Jeez Louise.
It's okay.
It's a good way to crowbar it in there, Seth.
Did you feel like you were doing the walk of shame when you were leaving there?
Yeah. Like, I was waiting for the Uber, and it couldn't come fast enough.
Dude, I wouldn't even open my eyes if I was walking out of there.
You're close, Adam. You were very close. Yeah. Somebody throw a cat box at that guy's head, for Christ's sake.
That's great, though. Good for you. We should have our next brunch there. Do they serve food?
No, I don't think they'll be serving any food.
Hey, guys, I went to my cousin's graduation for USF over the weekend. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, were people watching you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
At one point, somebody dumped their entire soda in the aisleway. That was kind of exciting.
Ooh. Somebody said, did you get an LOD chant during said sexual shenanigans? Definitely an appropriate time to offer you a handshake. No.
What do you do when you're leaving there? I would feel...
I walked out with my head hung in shame.
Plus, it's LOG.
Right. Legion of Garrison?
Yeah.
I don't know why I chose Dave Garrison. I didn't even say Garrison. It was like Dave Garrison.
Are you going to go back?
He's got a membership. He has to go back.
I mean, I
got to
utilize the membership that I bought.
Is that a place where you could go watch the Bolts game or not really?
Unless the Bolts are naked and having sex with each other, I would say no.
Is this a place we can have our next brunch?
No, I would say we would not want a brunch or a social gathering there. No, they seem real big on, but you have to give them your cell phone when you walk in.
Did anybody try to hook up with you at all while you're like, is it like, can they have this dance or what?
Well, when we were at the bar side, there was a single lady who was sitting right near us and she was kind of giving us the eye,
but
she was a little older. So I didn't really push the subject. But, I mean, I could see where that kind of thing would happen, where there'd be, like, a lady there who would go, like, you know, hey, what are you guys doing? Be like, hey, maybe you.
Good job, man. Fist bump me, Garrison.
No,
Garrison. You're the man.
Garrison! Yeah! Woo!
He's the man. Look, here's a picture of our membership card.
I hope Dave Garrison takes off.
He's the man.
We should be having a fake Dave Garrison Twitter any minute now.
Oh, okay, here's Frank. Frank, go ahead. What's up? You're on Drew Garabo Live.
How are you doing? Yes, I won't say the name of the place, but I did.
Just said you weren't going to say the name of the place, you stupid ass.
My bad.
Wait, no, don't hang up on him.
I'm not hanging up on him.
So, Frank, you really did see Garabo? I mean, Garrison?
No, he's full of crap.
Absolutely.
What was I wearing?
Hello? Nothing.
Nothing.
A Callahan jersey.
Sorry, dude. See ya. 727-579-1025. I just want to check it out. I want to see what I
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
It's awesome.
I just want to experiment a little bit, see what's going on there.
What, did you get all hot and bothered hanging out with the Belchers? So you had to go.
Well, I was very exuberant about the Lightning win. I was like, man, this is an awesome win. I'm ready to go celebrate.
Let's drive an hour, 45 minutes and get this going.
Yeah, my lady said, what do you want to do? You want to go to Hard Rock? I said, I don't know. What do you want to do? And, you know, my lady said, how about a little, So I said, I'm game. I will check it out. You always try to get me a little bit into the adventurous stuff. I will be adventurous.
Let's become members.
Yes.
I'll go with you guys this weekend.
That sounds really hot.
What? What's the big deal? I'll run security for you.
Make sure nobody talks to us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to talk to you guys, but I'll make sure nobody else does.
Team Garrison.
Kayla, would you go? You don't have
Absolutely not.
You don't have to do anything. You just have to, you can observe.
Well, it's throughout the entire, is there like a safe zone that I can just hang out and drink at? I mean.
Yeah, if you want to stay on the safe side and just have a couple of beverages.
I could do that. I don't think I
could. You don't want to go over to the other side?
No, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. There's like single dudes who are creepers, by the way.
But they're not allowed in certain areas?
Right. Like there's certain areas that are approved for single dudes, and they all hang there waiting for couples to invite them in for fun. I'm not going to do that.
What is it, like the bullpen where they're just waiting for the manager to call them in?
Yeah, except it's like a bullpen for vampires. They're like, would you like to invite me for some three-way fun?
Give me the left-handed pervert. He's ready for it.
That's exactly what it's like. They're just begging and waiting to either watch you or join in. That part I found super extra creepy.
And they just signal them over and they just come on in?
Well, like, you'd have to like go outside and be like, hey, you want to come in for some fun?
Oh, and then they can bring you in the fold.
Right,
okay.
But they can't otherwise. And then the lady running the room was like, if you want to be safe, come in here. And I'm like, I definitely want to be safe.
Wow.
So then you go in there and all hell's breaking loose. It's like you're in some Greek orgy or something.
Why don't you open up your own place called the House of Garrison where just a bunch of people can come and hang out and have a great time?
I hate that I told you that I'm Garrison. I feel like I really blew up my spot.
You did. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right, so when we come back, there's a study that tells you the purpose. Don't look at me like that.
No, keep doing that, Big Daddy.
Ask for Garrison at the door.
Hold on 1 second. John, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Drew?
Good. Don't mention the name of the place on the air, please.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that.
All right.
Because, Allie wants you to go there with you. So, we want to meet you guys there once.
Garrison!
You know? Yeah, I know John and his girlfriend, Allie, are Facebook friends of mine, and they are
Of course they are.
They're into that lifestyle.
I'm the same guy that called and talked to you about it. At one point, so.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there, but Garrison was there, and he said it was a pretty good time.
So you thoroughly enjoyed himself?
I'd say Garrison thought the place was pretty cool. It was definitely unlike any place that you'd ever seen before.
We got the month of June on lock. We're good.
Yes, Seth, the question?
Does your lady want to hook up with Garrison?
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Garrison! 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 Right, I gotta go, Johnny. Garrison! I gotta go.
Garrison!
I'll see you, Johnny. Tell your girl I said hey.
And a legend was born.
And you didn't want to talk about this.
This is Seth's idea.
Shalom, my friends. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Kisses, bae.
Hello, is this Drew or Gio?
Yes, my name is Drew. Is this Olivia?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry I'm late. We got a bit behind on the last call.
Oh, don't even worry about it. It's just an honor to be able to speak to you. Thanks a lot for making time for us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, yes. Well, how's your day going so far? Is it a rushed day of radio interviews? Do you have a little bit of time? Would you like a beverage?
It's a nice day. I'm outside playing ball with my dog as I talk to everybody. That's perfect.
That's a very Olivia Newton-John thing to be doing, I think, interacting with the animal kingdom while publicizing her upcoming tour, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, congratulations.
Like a double tap, you know?
Right, totally. Congratulations on such an illustrious career. I have to tell you, just from my personal perspective, I was familiar with your pop and country hits. I'm 45 years old. And then when I was about 9 or 10, the movie Grease came out, and this young songstress who I knew as more celebrated and decorated in Nashville than Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn herself burst from stardom into superstardom. What was your life like when you realized that Grease was an off-the-rails machine and you were thrust into the public spotlight? How did it change your life, and would you say it did for the better or for the worse?
Well, I think it took me, I mean, I already was doing quite well, but this took me to another level, you know?
Right.
And it was, you know, it was a very exciting time. It was a very exciting time. But I don't think we really realized the impact of the movie until 10 years later when it's still going, you know?
Right.
And the fact that it's still going, like 30, whatever it is, 35, I'd have lost track of time, is amazing. And I feel very fortunate and grateful to be a part of that legacy.
Did you and John Travolta know when you were filming this movie that it would be the cultural icon that it became? Or were you kind of like, oh my God, this is the silliest thing in the world. We're singing songs about high school and look at me, I'm Sandra Dee. And what are we doing here?
No, well, I can only speak for myself. I think John really understood the success of it because he'd been a part of the stage show before that. And so he really got it. And for me, it was a new show, a new idea. I went to see it in New York. Actually, Richard Gere was the star of it when I saw it. And I didn't feel silly. I was just concerned at the time that I could play, you know, 18 when I was 17 when I was 29. So that led me to ask for a screen test because I was so concerned. Looking back now, it's hilarious to me, but it's all relative at the time. And so John and I did a screen test, and you know, the music was great, and then I asked John Farrar to write me some songs for the movie, which turned out to be like the biggest hits, along with Barry Gibbs' Grease Is the Word, but Hopelessly Devoted to You and You're the One That I Want became, you know, the huge hits of the movie. And so I felt really lucky to be a part of such a fun, I knew it was a lot of fun. The fact that we'd become, you know, iconic like it has, I had no idea.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And we need to make sure that we give a lot of attention and love to the Magic Under the Stars with Olivia Newton-John. It is both a concert at the Capitol Theater and it is a VIP fundraiser right afterwards where for just, and I consider this a bargain because you look at a lot of concert tickets these days, for only $250, you get a premium reserve seat, you get a photo opportunity with you on stage, all kinds of gift cards and wine and stuff like that. And it all goes to benefit the Moffitt Cancer Center and the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research Institute. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and anytime someone can use their own personal, not necessarily tragedy, but you know, if cancer is nothing but a tragedy, actually, it robs us of our best people in this world. Anytime you can use something like that as an opportunity to help others, I think that's living life the way it's supposed to be lived. So congratulations on that, and a cap off to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm really thrilled to be doing this with the Moffitt, because Lee Moffitt has become a good friend of mine, and he was a mentor for me when I was fundraising for my Cancer and Wellness Center in Australia. So he learned a lot from him, and I have high regard for him. And so to be able to now, after my Cancer Wellness Center is open and our Cancer Research Institute just opened, we now can do a joint research program. So I'm really, really excited about it.
We're speaking with Olivia Newton-John. Talk to me about that for a moment, Olivia, if you don't mind, about when you were launching your comeback, you know, you're ready, you're raring to go and everything, and then you get the diagnosis that so many women dread and so many women get. What were you going through immediately, and how long did it take you to kind of crystallize the image of helping other women get through what you went through?
At the time, it was a very, you know, it was a very strange time. My father had just been diagnosed with cancer. He was ill. I actually was visiting him when just left visiting him when I got the news about my test. The one thing I'd like to say, and to the women listening, is that you need to regularly do your own self breast exam, because that is something that's really important, because you need to know your body more than anybody else. The reason I say this is because I discovered my lump myself. I then went to the doctor and did a test. The first test was negative. I did a mammogram. It didn't show, but I felt there was something wrong, and so did the doctor, and he did a needle biopsy and found it. So you have to listen to your instincts. I really want to send that message out and do regular self-exam. And So anyway, of course, it was a scary time, and I had to cancel the tour, of course. I was just about to embark on a very large tour, mm-hmm. and I had to focus on myself, and I think that's something that women, we tend to put everybody else before ourselves. So that was a huge lesson for me, that I had to now focus on getting well. So I did everything I could. I did the Western, you know, surgery and chemotherapy, but I also did a lot of adjunctive things like massage and meditation and acupuncture and herbs and homeopathy and all the things that now I'm really proud I've been able to bring to my Cancer Wellness Center in Australia, because I wanted to offer those healing treatments to the patients who were going through chemotherapy. So it's been an amazing journey. I'm really grateful for, it may sound strange, but I'm grateful for the experience. I'm really grateful and realize how fortunate I am that I am okay. But, you know, now that I'm able to help others, that's the best gift of all.
You know, it doesn't sound strange at all, Olivia, because had this never happened to you, I'm sure you still would have lived a life of philanthropy. You were known as an animal rights activist, and you would have continued down that path, I'm certain. But now, look at all the lives that you're able to touch, and look at all the people who would be suffering if not for your cancer centers. And like you said, it's a holistic thing. You look at diet, you look at fitness, you look at well-being and meditation and all that. So I don't want to fall into that crap of, like, everything happens for a reason. But truly, you took this opportunity, seized it by the horns, and made it a better situation than maybe your life would have been in the first place.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. Do you want to write my bio?
I would absolutely love to. I'd write your bio. I'll do it for free. I can spell words correctly. I have proper grammar. You're going to regret that you ever engage in this verbal contract, which is legal and binding with me right now. I will tell you, I saw Xanadu in the theater 5 times. I don't know how many other 45-year-old men would admit to that, but I was so enamored with you. I was so impressed with your performance in Grease that when Xanadu came out, 5 freaking times in the movie theater, Olivia Newton-John.
That's so cute. Oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you. That was, you know, the Dancing with Gene Kelly, and I'm sure you probably noticed this because it didn't hit me for a long time, but the dancing in that movie was like 30 years ahead of its time. Kenny Ortega had these street dances, and the stuff they were doing then, they're doing now. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was.
The music was great.
Oh, my God, the music. Yeah. I mean, to be able to work with a Jeff Lynne from Electric Light Orchestra, that soundtrack, regardless of as much fun as people want to make of that movie and call it a cult classic and whatnot, that soundtrack was straight up money. And
it's fabulous.
So unheralded, right? Like, I don't think you guys get the credit that you deserve. You got a little Cliff Richard, you got a little Jeff Lynne, Olivia Newton-John. That's a great friggin' soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a great soundtrack. And I think, you know, that those songs live on. Like, every night on stage, I sing Magic, I sing Suddenly, and I think, and Xanadu. So John Farrar and Jeff Lynne, you know, amazing songwriters. So I've been very lucky.
Suddenly, I don't need the answers, and I'm ready to take all my chances with you. You were singing to me.
Yeah,
the ability to emote like that. When you did Hopelessly Devoted to You in Grease, you know, I'm 9-10 years old at the time. I don't know what life is. Life is baseball for me at the time. And then you did that whole scene, oh my God, of the look at me, I'm Sandra Dee, where Rizzo's making fun of you and everybody's clowning you because you're so sweet and you're so pure and you're so innocent. You go out to the reflection pond, you're singing Hopelessly Devoted to You in the most beautiful moonlight, and I'm like, I don't know what love is. I don't know what anything is. I've got a Farrah Fawcett poster on my wall, and I thought that's where my life was headed. And here I am, I'm sobbing like a little boy in this movie theater, and then you do the reprise of Look at Me, I'm Sandra Dee to say, huh, wait a minute, I'm processing this. Look who I am. The next thing I see you, you're in friggin' spandex, you're smoking, and you've got bleached blonde teased hair. You brought me through puberty at 9 years old. What's wrong with you?
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's really funny. I love that.
I wasn't ready for it yet. I wasn't ready for the rush of emotions that I felt when you...
A bit of a shock.
Yeah, it was like, oh my God, this beautiful little girl or the young lady that I've like put on this pedestal, she's so sweet. And then the next thing, well, tell me about it, stud. I had chills. They were multiplying. We are speaking with the illustrious Olivia Newton-John. She is phenomenal. She will be at the Magic Under the Stars with Olivia Newton-John VIP fundraiser. It is February 4th at the Capitol Theater. I am seriously thinking about shelling out $250 just so I can go see you and press the flesh. You are a legend.
Oh, please do. Please do. I'd love to meet you.
All right. Well, I'll introduce myself to you as Drew Garabo, aspiring biographer of yours. And We'll have a nice white wine spritzer and talk about it. Hey, quick question before we let you go. Favorite Australian band, INXS, Men at Work, or Midnight Oil?
Oh, gosh. Say the three again.
INXS, Men at Work, or Midnight Oil. Those are my three favorite Australian bands. I just wanted to see what you would pick out of those.
Great. I wouldn't dare to say which one because they may not speak to me again. So no, I'm all...
Well, listen, I appreciate the time so much, and I can't wait for you to get down here. When was the last time you were in the Tampa Bay area?
Probably about a year ago, I think.
All right. Good. Well, it'll be nice to touch base once again, and I will definitely see you at the platinum level VIP fundraising event from the Moffitt Cancer Center. Again, everybody,
thank
get out
you.
To the
thank
event.
So
oh my God, no, seriously.
Thank you. It'll be a fun night.
You're awesome.
It'll be a fun night.
You've...
Thank you so much, mate.
Can't wait.
Bye.
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 Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.